Okay, so what I want to discuss briefly is the minhag of blowing shofar during Chodesh Elul. And it seems like there are four different minhagim about blowing shofar. There are four minhagim as to what you blow. There's a noted Baal Tokeya here in the Heights named Ben Zion Etlinger. He's the Baal Tokeya in Breuers. And he told me that the minhag of Chafetz Chaim, which is still practiced in the yeshiva Chafetz Chaim in Muncie, based on the Chafetz Chaim's son-in-law, Rav Mendel Zaks, who used to be the Bokan here in yeshiva. So the minhag of Chafetz Chaim is at the end of davening, they blow one single tekiah. End of conversation. Minhag number two is what is done in the majority of the world, meaning to say that the end of davening, they blow a tashrat. Tekiah, shvarim, shura, and tekiah. The only issue with minhag number two is that there is a question when they blow the tashrat. Rav Soloveitchik has quoted in this sefer on Bate Yosef that Yeshiva put out recently. The Rav said that they should blow tashrat after L'dovet Hashem Ori, which means at the very end, the last part of davening, when you go home, you should blow tashrat. That's the practice of the Rav. The standard practice in the world is that they blow tashrat after the Shir Shoyom, right? After whatever today is, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, after that Shir Shoyom, before L'David, then you blow tashrat. That's the standard practice. What is the pshat in these two practices? We'll talk about the other practices in a few minutes. So the pshat might be as follows. The reason why the Rav said that you should blow one set of tashrat after the davening, after the David, is because the Rav said, listen, you're leaving shul, davening is over, so then you want to blow shofar as a form of doing tshuva. Davening is done, so then we represent doing tshuva, we're going to go home, so tshuva leads us on the way home. That is the tashrat at the very end of davening after L'David. Rav Yaakov Neuberger, in the back of the Sefer Bate Yosef, has a nice essay where he says that the minhag ha'olam is that they blow tashrat before L'David, between the Shir Shoyom and L'David, and that's because the tashrat that they're blowing is actually another form of Shir Shoyom. In the Maseches Sofrim in Perek Yud Ches, Maseches Sofrim speaks about how there's a Shir Shoyom for every separate day. There's Shir Shoyom for Chanukah and for Purim and for every Yontif, etc. Those who follow Minhag Hagra usually do this. So it could be that there's a separate Shir Shoyom for Chodesh Elul. This idea of the Shir Shoyom for Chodesh Elul, I actually pointed this out to Rabbi Neuberger this morning. If you look in the Tur in Siman Tov Chof Beis, the Tur quotes from the Shibboleth Halakhet, that the Shibboleth Halakhet says that the Perek in Tehillim, the Mizmor of Hallelukah, Hallelukah B'Kotcho, Hallelukah Uzo, etc., 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 number 5 is Halleluhu B'Seika Shofar. Right? And if you go in the order of the months, says the Torah, B'Shem the Shibboleth Halakhet, Hallelu B'Seika Shofar means that the Chodesh of Elul is a Chodesh where there's a special Halleluhu B'Seika Shofar. There's a special inyan to praise the Ribbono Shel Olam through sounding the shofar. If it's an inyan of praising the Ribbono Shel Olam, so then what we're trying to say is that the inyan is not tshuva per se, but the inyan is shira, it's song, it's like a form of hallel. So therefore, what Rabbi Neuberger suggests, that the tekiah shofar is done between the Shir Shoyom and the L'David Hashem Ori, those are the two Shir Shoyoms, right? A regular Shir Shoyom, let's say, of a Wednesday, today's Wednesday, and L'David Hashem Ori, which we also add as a different Shir, maybe we'll explain why in a few minutes. There's another Shir Shoyom of Chodesh Elul, which means the Shir of the shofar. The shofar itself is a Shir Shoyom, it's a song. This idea, by the way, of the shofar being a song, or the shofar of Elo being like a happy and joyous thing, might be the explanation of minhag number one that we call from the Chofetz Chaim. Minhag one is that you just blow a tekiah at the end of davening. The difference between tekiah and shvarim, trua, and etc., is that the shvarim and the trua are sad songs, sad sounds. They're a little bit broken. The idea of a shvarim, the Gemara says, is genuchei ganech, a trua is yilula yalil. The idea is you could groan, right? You could sigh, right? There are two different sounds. Those are sad sounds. The sound of the tekiah represents a happy sound. The sound of the tekiah represents ki Elokim asas Adam Yashar, that we were created straight, and we mess up in life, right? And that's why we sigh. And then our belief is that we're going to have a tekiah at the end. Our belief is that we're going to end up, right, after the entire process, we're going to end up with the tekiah, with that straight sound, and that itself is a sound of joy. So the Chofetz Chaim's minig, at the end of davening, they just blow one tekiah, that's also a minhag of the shofar being joyous, almost a form of shira. And therefore, the two first minhagim is that the shofar that we sound in Elul is not connected to the mitzvah of tekiah shofar at all. You're not mekayim tekiah shofar, just blow a tekiah. You're not mekayim tekiah shofar if you just blow one set of tashrat. You're not mekayim the mitzvah at all. The reason why we do it is because it's some sort of song, either a joyous song, like the first minig of the Chofetz Chaim, or a sound or song that's connected with the Shir Shayom of Elul, which would involve like the sounding of a tashrat. There are two other minhagim. The Bach and Siman Tavkuf Tzadi Beis quotes a minhag that they would blow a full set of tashrat, tashat, tarat, a full set after davening. That's what the Bach says. According to the Bach, you're blowing tashrat, tashat, tarat because it's a mitzvah of tekiah shofar. And the mitzvah tekiah shofar, the idea is that we want to sound all of the sounds, right? The Gemara says that it says the word shrua three times in the Torah. And you can't have a shrua without tekiah lefana and tekiah l'achareha. So therefore, right, you're mekayim the mitzvah of shofar during Chodesh Elul. It's like a preparation. It's like a hachana for the real mitzvah of tekiah shofar. The minhag down the street in Breuers is that after davening, they blow tashrat, tashrat, tashrat. Right? Three sets of tashrat. Right? What's that minhag? So that minhag is azoy. It's also a way of fulfilling the mitzvah tekiah shofar. The only thing is that in Taisus at the end of Rosh Hashanah, there's a discussion about what sounds they would blow for Malchus, what sounds for Zichronos, what sounds for Shofros. Now, our practice is Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofros, by each one we blow Tashrat, Tashat, Tarat. Correct? The Rabbeinu Tam felt that you're Mekayim, the Mitzvah Shofar, if you blow Tashrat, Tashrat, Tashrat. You blow three times. That's the Mitzvah of Shofar. So the practice in Breuers to blow Tashrat, Tashrat, Tashrat during Elul is to show that Me'ikar Hadin, we hold like the Rabbeinu Tam. Me'ikar Hadin, we hold that that's a Kiyam HaMitzvah. And there's no hefsik of the Trua after the Shvarim. They're both okay, right? That's the practice of Rabbeinu Tam, and that's the Minig in Breuers. So effectively, these last two minhagim, right, the Minig of the Bach and the Minig of Breuers, are all based on this yisod of being Mekayim, the Inyan of Tekiyas Shofar. It's not just an Inyan of Simcha. It's not like the Shibbolei Halaket. The idea is to be Mekayim and Inyan of the mitzvah of Shofar. We're being Mekayim at the end of davening in Elul, etc., as a preparation for the real mitzvah shofar. You know, the Pirkei Reb Lezer in Perek Mem Vav says that the reason why he blows shofar during Elul is because Moshe Rabbeinu was Allah. Moshe Rabbeinu went up on Har Sinai in his Allah Shamayim, and when Moshe Rabbeinu went up, the idea was to show Klal Yisrael, listen, don't make a mistake like you did last time. last time you made a mistake, and you made a whole cheshbon, that Moshe is supposed to be back already, therefore you made an egel hazohav. We're going to blow the shofar in order to, what's it called? We're going to blow the shofar in order to make sure that you don't make a mistake. That mahalach in the picture of Blazer would sound like the blowing of the shofar is an inyan of tshuva, right? Klai Yisrael made a mistake. We have to rectify that mistake. So we're doing tshuva. The way we do tshuva to rectify that mistake is that we blow shofar during Chodesh Elul. That is the way we do tshuva. And Yitaka shofar ba'ir va'am lo yacharadu, the pasuk in Amos Perek Gimel. That pasuk is showing us that the shofar is to scare us. And therefore we get scared and we do tshuva. It happens, if you look in the Radak, on that pasuk in Amos, Radak writes, Yitaka shofar ba'ir va'am lo yacharadu. What that means is that if you have a shofar sound that comes out of nowhere, then you get scared. But if you have a shofar sound when it's expected, so then that could be a joyous sound. Right? That doesn't scare you. Tekiah, when it should come, could be joyous. Right? It's scary. It's scary, Zok the Targum, that the Radak quotes, when it happens at the time when you're not expecting it. Right, when people gather, so then you have the tekiah. When Klai Yisrael gathers, that's a sound of joy. Ube nasam, right, but when Klai Yisrael moves, so then there's a shrua. What's the idea? Shrua is sad. Shrua is scary. Right, when Klai Yisrael is separating, whenever you move, right, it's scary to move. Ask people. It's like one of the big stressors in life is moving. You have to pack everything up. Right? So binasam, right, there's trua. That's scary. But bahakya sakohol, that's the happy sound of simcha. So far what we have discussed is that the inyan of shofar in Elul is either an inyan of tshuva, or it's an inyan of simcha, or it's an inyan of practicing for Rosh Hashanah. It's interesting that our practice is that we don't blow shofar between Rosh Hashanah and Yom HaKippurim, no? It would be an inyan of tshuva. It would make sense that you should blow between Rosh Hashanah and Yom HaKippurim also. We don't do that. Right? This idea that blowing shofar is a din in Chodesh Elul, it's a din in the Shira of Chodesh Elul, Halleluhu b'seik ha-shofar, that makes sense only b'Chodesh Elul. It doesn't make sense afterwards. The idea of tshuva is very hard to square with our minhag. Just the last point that I want to mention is Azoy. The other minhag that we have during Chodesh Elul and davening is that we recite L'davar Hashem Ori after davening. No? This is not found in classical sources. In fact, it's found in the Sefer Chemdas Hayomim, which is very controversial. If you can Avram Yari's version of the Chemdas Hayomim, it might be a book that's attributed to Nathan of Gaza, who was the prophet of Shabtai Tzvi, right? Shem Rishon Yerkov. But the Chemdas Hayomim is the first source of this practice of saying L'davar Hashem Oiri. And some Hasidim don't recite L'davar Hashem Oiri because they say, listen, it's Makar Makomo Tomei. It comes from a bad source, so therefore you shouldn't say L'davar Hashem Oiri. It's interesting that the practice of L'David in almost everywhere is that you say L'David Shachris and Nairif, or Shachris and Mincha, depending on Nusach Ashkenaz and Nusach Sfarad. The standard practice of Tekiyah Shofar is only Shachris. The Ramah writes that you blow Shachris and Nairif, but Nairif, Rav Moshe Feinstein writes in the Tshuva, Chelak Dalet, Simen Chof Aleph, Nairif really means Mincha. Now, what does it mean that Ma'ariv means Mincha? That means that we want to be Mekayim the Mitzvah Tekiyah Shofar. You're not Mekayim Tekiyah Shofar at night. Right? So therefore, Ma'ariv means Mincha. Right? If you hold that the Yisod is some sort of Teshuvah, or some sort of joy, so it could be Ma'ariv meaning Ma'ariv, this Benzion Netlinger told me that the minhag in Stockholm is that they blow the shofar Mamish after Ma'ariv, after dark. When Moshe says that you can't blow after dark, because shofar is Ma'oris HaDin. Right? Shofar is din, it's harsh, etc. You shouldn't be harsh. Right? Nighttime is a zman of harshness. So you don't want to blow the shofar at night. If it's a din, like the Shibbalei Haleket says, it's a din in joy, you may as well do it at night also. Farvos nisht. So we say, L'davar Hashem Oiri, morning and night. Why did I say L'David Hashem Levi? So the standard approach is, Ovi Zeh Rosh Hashanah, Yishi Zeh Yom HaKippurim, Ki Yitzvineni B'Suko refers to Sukkos. Well, if that's the case, how can we say L'David Hashem Ovi during Chodesh Elul? Right? It doesn't make sense. If Ovi Zeh Rosh Hashanah, Yishi Zeh Yom HaKippurim, how can we say it during Chodesh Elul at all? So it happens that in Rabbi Rosenzweig's recently published Sefer, Mimini Michael, page 61, so he has an essay that L'David Hashem Ovi is really about tshuva. B'zos ani boteach, achar sha'alti meis Hashem, oisa vake shivti meis Hashem. It's like a form of tshuva. Rabbi Rosenzweig says it in a way, characteristically, that it is hard for me to understand, but that Rabbi Rosenzweig's mahala. I would like to argue that maybe there's a different reason why we say L'David Hashem Oiri. Ve'ezbecha v'ohaloi zivche teru'a, Ashira Vazamra Lashem. No? Zivchei Trua, Ashira Vazamra. What does that mean? That there is a shofar, a trua, and that shofar is not, right, for teshuva per se, but it's a form of shira along the lines of the Shibbolei Alekhen. Zivchei Trua, Ashira Vazamra Lashem. Again, I didn't see this anywhere. This is Judaism according to me, so if you like it, great. If you don't like it, also great. But the point is, I think that this yisod of the Shibbolei Haleket, that's quoted by the Torah in Tov Chaf Beis, that the shofar of Elul is a kiyum of Shir Shal Yom, I think it has a certain power, right? The shofar of Elul, perhaps, if it's just a tekiyah, it's mamish, a happy thing, right? It could be as an inyan of tshuva, like we spoke about, or it could be the third mahalach is as an inyan of practicing for the mitzvah of shofar that's done on Rosh Hashanah. So these are some ha'aris. Thank you for coming to listen.